Will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamidol Nerojo.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Inspiral College.
I'm Master Claudia of Senes Gama School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Ampao Somo Artmus.
I am Koya Salamo Vatenzi School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bava Jessa.
My name is David Edwards from the African George Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
It's the I Beg to Differ quarterfinals. It's day two of the Elite Eight. Yesterday, Hamidola Aranwaju became our first semi-finalist by defeating Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka. Today, two debaters will face off to find out who joins Hamid Olarawaju. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. ULesson is a learning app for kids in primary and secondary school. They also run the ULesson Coding School, which teaches kids how to code. And in addition to the 1 million naira cash prize, our winner gets free access to the ULesson Coding School. Now, you already know that the winner gets 1 million, but that's not the only prize that is up for grabs. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices, all under warranty. Check them out today at Obiwizi, you guessed it, .com. Our top performers will also get prizes from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha, Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And they'll ensure that our winners get fantastic prices. All right. Now, I have in the studio with me, like I said, two gifted debaters hoping to get to the final four and have a shot at all those prizes. Our first debater is our number 7 seed. She's 15 years old in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu. Ekemini Awesome Osen, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Kolade Stephen Afolabi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. The rebuttal round, 3 minutes, and the presentation round, 3 minutes. Now, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. That means that there are no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. It's win or go home. The panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed is important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point is also important. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. I hope you read your emails for yourself. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points you made earlier. This is clear. This was written in your emails. Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, your topic. What is it? Awesome. What's your topic?
Longer years in public service make candidates better suited for elective positions.
That's right. Long years in public service make a candidate better suited for elective office. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we're just going to do back to back to back. We're going to find out who supports, who opposes, all of that coming up. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Some got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigeria police is very, very low. We have recruits in Nigeria's system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Our words, loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They woke up bout in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the elite eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable. They're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olerojo.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spirit College.
I'm Master Claudia Osenes Gamma School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Payo Somo Artmus.
I am Koya Salamova Tenzin School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Babaji Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. Ekemini picks first. Kolade picks second. All right. Who's going first?
I'm supporting.
You're supporting, so you're going first. All right, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we'll go to the motion opposer. Ekemini Osumusen, your 3 minutes start now.
Over the past five electoral cycles in Nigeria, since Nigeria turned to democracy in 1999, less attention has been paid to who becomes a political leader in Nigeria. The good governors will settle on the fact that they have to build a good institution. At the same time, they'll provide a framework for politicians to come and act on the national interest. So now Nigerian electorate decided that yes, good and quality people should be representing us. But the question here is, can this be guaranteed? Before I continue, I'd love to give honor to whom it is due. Good day, my student moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, my ever-attentive audience. My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spirit College Ikorodu, and I'm here to support the motion that says long years in public service make a candidate better suited for electoral positions. Yes, this is very, very true because integrity is involved. Before a candidate is being selected either by governor or another politician, they must have gone through a character test. Now, this character test would depend on their integrity. Yeah, we do need people with integrity to represent us here in this country. That is very, very true. That's a very, very clear fact. So at the end of the day, after this character test, you're very, very sure that this candidate coming out for election has enough integrity. And yes, that's the kind of person I'll vote for I love the voting age. Moving on, experience. As the old adage goes, experience is the best teacher. People that have worked in the public service for a very long time have enough experience. They have experience that they'll be able to use to maintain the government if they're able to ever get into electoral office in the first place. So they know they have administrative skills. They have the skills. They're qualified for it. So yes, we do need people in the electoral system like that. Moving on, the Vanguard in April 2022 noted that public servants are being scheduled for a SMAP program. The SMAP program starts for the Structural Mandatory Assessment Test Program. In this test program, you're meant to go through it so you can have quality training. And if it's quality training, why won't a person, a public servant who has gone through this training have enough experience or have that capability for running for office? Because those are the kind of people we need here now in the Nigerian political system. Moving on. From 2020 to 2022, according to the National Security Report, public servants have not been arrested. Though there are very few of them have been arrested, but the amount of people that have been arrested over these years have not been public servants, but have been non-public servants, meaning that the level of discipline in our public servants are very, very, very high. And so those are the kind of people we need now in our electoral system. Moving on to the proximity of the public service to the people. The job of the public service is to render services to our people. So rendering services to them makes that relationships, give them that connection. So they are able to understand the challenges and the loopholes facing the citizens. Look at an FRSC official now, or a NAFDAC official. They know, they understand us as citizens, and so they're able to identify our problems, they're able to help us to solve our problems and challenges we're facing today, future. So with this few points I've given, I'll be able to convince you that longer years in public service do make a candidate better suited for elective profits. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All before her time was up. Okay. If you just tuned in, hello, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, and I have in the studio with me Ekemini Awesome Usen. She is 15 years old. You just heard from her. She's in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu. She's also our number 7 seed. You're about to hear from our second debater, who is also our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Kolade Stephen Afolabi, your 3 minutes presentation round starts now.
Democracy has been described as a system of government for the people, of the people, and by the people. Therefore, why should one candidate be better suited for elected positions, or because they have spent longer terms in public service? That's illogical and highly undemocratic. Good moderator panel, Jadi Taiki, welcome to the and listeners. I'm Master Claudia of CMS Grammar School, the first secondary school in Nigeria, standing against the motion that state longer in public service make a candidate better suited for elected positions for the following reasons. One, first and foremost, this is the economic crisis. Look at the case of Buhari. Buhari has been in public service since when he was 20. But has the economic situation of Nigeria improved? With the IMF reporting that the Naira loses value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 million Nigerians are suffering, sinking in poverty, living below the poverty line. And yet you tell me that long gets in public service, make it kind of better suited for elected positions. Most of it proliferates corruption. Look at Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been in public service for a long time. But at the same time, experts characterize Russia for endemic corruption, with each ranking 136 out of 180 countries in the Corruption Perception Index. This is exactly the same for Nigeria, that is ranking 154, the same index. Furthermore, it discourages democracy and promotes authoritarianism. Look at Russia. I mean, Vladimir Putin has had years in public service, been serving in the KGB, Russian military, for about 16 years. But at the same time, experts characterize Russia for human rights abuses, lack of fair and fair elections, and persecution of independent journalists. Furthermore, it reduces diplomacy. Look at the case of Russia. Russia is still a perfect example for this. Look at the Russian-Ukrainian war. By Russia continuing with this, it actually reduced the diplomacy of Russia with other countries of the world. It set them apart. Furthermore, when we don't look at how long someone has actually spent in public service, it leads to national and economic development. Look at President Donald Trump, for example. He doesn't have any experience in public service. But at the same time, he caused unprecedented economic boom for the United States with an additional 7 million jobs. Nearly 160 million people recorded employment, and unemployment rates were at record lows of 3.5% in the US era. Furthermore, it actually leads to the right people in government. Furthermore, it leads to actually attracting the right people in the government sector. Also, when we don't look at that, it leads to technological development. Look at North Korea. North Korea's prime minister does not have any experience in the public service, yet is leading in technology, with it having number 1 in space technology, and it has invested heavily in national space programs. So how can you be telling me that long in public service make a candidate better suited for elected positions? With this point of mine, I'm convinced that long in public service do not make a candidate better suited for elected positions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kolade Stephen Afolabi there. He is 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. All right. Now, we're going to stay with you a bit longer. We're going to stay with you, Kolade Stephen Afolabi, because it's time for round 2, the rebuttal round. You have 3 minutes as well. It starts now.
Nigeria should go and learn from his private sector. Look at Tony Elimule, the founder of Tony Elimule Foundation. I mean, because he's got a $5,000 worth of grants to young people who demonstrate entrepreneurial ideas that can adequately shape the future of our country. This is what we should be looking for. People in private service, which we can recruit to the public service. Well, thank you, moderator Sandra and panel of judges, for giving me this opportunity to rebut my opponent's point. So my opponent made a point about integrity, and character tests. Well, I don't think this is true, because everyone knows that Nigerian leaders, look at the leader, President Buhari, for example, have been able to say that he's actually integrity, that he meets this bound of integrity. Look at Jonathan. I mean, Jonathan's role was characterized by endemic corruption, because $3.98 trillion was going on unaccounted for, and a lot of money was going unaccounted for. So it's clear that they do not show integrity. Most of you said public experience. Look at President Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump didn't have any experience in public service. Yet, it seems like he did so much for the country economically, with the addition of so many jobs and unemployment reaching record lows of 3.5%. Look at Buhari. Look at President Putin. I mean, Putin has had so many years of experience in the public sector. So, experience, yes, he has. But at the same time, did he really do good? We know what's happening in the Russian-Ukraine war. In Russia and Ukraine war, it has severed so many things in the case of Russia. So experience should not be used as a suitable metric. You also said the Smart P program, that young people, the Smart P program, well, look, we're talking about young people. Everyone wants young people to govern the country. We don't want old people. We want young people who are still fresh, that we can recruit to the public service and actually do something great. So the Smart P program would actually be best for these young people, as it can empower them. Furthermore, you said there's no crime rate. I say no. Look at the EFCC chairman, Ibrahim Magu, who was under arrest by President Buhari for financial irregularities. Come, he has served in a public service, but at the same time, he was under arrest for corruption. And he's a public servant. So how can it be that there's no crime rate? You also said something like a relationship with the people and all of that. He can know the needs of the people. I do not think so. So many Nigerians are out there complaining with no food to eat. 91 million Nigerians are in poverty and all of that. And yet, almost nothing is done about it. So which relationship really, is it really building a relationship with the people? It's those that are in the private sector that can actually build this kind of relationship with the people. Well, thank you very much for giving me this chance to rebut my opening point and reinstate my own point. I know that I'm going to convince you that long years in public service do not make a candidate better suited for elected positions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. All in record time, too.
Kolade is obviously a fan of Trump. I could hear how much admiration he has for Donald Trump. All right, let's move on to Ekemini Awesome Usen, who's our number 7 seed. She's 15 years old, and she supports that long years in public service make a candidate better suited for elective office. It's time for your round 2, Ekemini. Your 3 minutes start now.
Since I'm an existing protocol, I'm going to rebut Kolade's points right now. So Kolade, you mentioned something about the Smart P program, which can empower young people. You forget that in public service, people that are recruited currently in public service now, they're not exactly young people. These guys have spent over 35 years, 60 years working in the public service. So at the time they're coming out, they're already old. So you're not exactly going to get young people there in the public service representing us here in the state. Those people aren't qualified. Going on your points with relationship with the people, you said that the citizens, they are complaining about this and that. Those ones that are there now are not even qualified. Most of the people that even joined the public service were there based on not merit or performance, but they are there now based on only political appointments. And then the fact where you said embezzling, like the going in the story of the EFC, the accountant general that was arrested. Haven't you seen the way Nigerians are in the first place? Now, people in the public service have already been exposed to various national ills. Embezzlement is one of them. And according to the psychological theory, embezzlement, stealing, theft, fraud is already natural in the human system. It's already inherent. So you cannot expect less from these kind of people or whatever they're doing, yeah? And you've mentioned Nigerian leaders do not have integrity. How would they have integrity? Training was given, not the Smart P program now. Training was, in 2018, training was given to over 1,800 public servants. And out of 1,800 public servants, only 500 showed interest. Already there's apathy in the public service already. So you cannot expect that people, that you even are offering them a chance that, oh, please come and learn this. Yeah, they don't even want that. So you cannot, you don't want them to exceed that level of integrity that they have in this. They don't have it at all. So you can't expect more from these public servants. So this point of mine, this is all called at this point I was able to pick out. I wouldn't really convince my opponent that longer years in the public service can actually help for better elective positions. Thank you.
Awesome. Osene Kemini there. You had 43 seconds left. You could have used that. All right. Lagos, we've gone round one. We've gone round two. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're about to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a winner. We'll find out if there's a tie. We'll find out who our second semi-finalist is. You've just listened to Ekemini Awesome Usen. She's our number 7C. She's 15 years old. She's in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu. Our second debater is also our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School. Kolade Stephen Afolabi. I'm seeing all the love from all the old school CMS Akoka people on Facebook and on WhatsApp and the rest of social media. Thank you for the love. Thank you for reaching out to him. They are both doing brilliantly. Well done to both of them. All right, let's take that break. When we come back, let's see if there's a tie. Let's see if there's a winner. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos, don't go away.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Some got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigeria police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigeria system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Our words loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about instead of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the elite eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable. They're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it
to the final four?
It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olerojo.
One winner.
Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Inspira College.
I'm Master Claudia Osenes Gama School.
One winner.
Wednesday.
My name is Pao Somo Artmus.
I am Koya Selamova Tenzin School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Dawati Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
Thank you to all of our partners for this edition of I Beg to Differ. I Beg to Differ began in November 2021. The second edition was March 2022. This is the third edition, and we're hoping to branch out into Abuja and Port Harcourt. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. We have had two amazing debaters in the studio with us. Can we just give them a round of applause, please? They have been fantastic. They have been so good. They've been so great. So great. Brilliant. What were you doing when you were 15? What were you doing when you were 14? We have had in the studio our number 7 seed, 15 years old, in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu, Ekemini Awesome Osen. And we also had our second debater, who is our second seed. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. I can hear a lot of CMS Grammar School people say, hey, great grammarians. I'll be grammarians. How do you guys say it?
Grammarians.
Okay. And both of them have just debated on the second day of the Elite 8. Yes, it's the quarterfinals of I Beg to Differ. And both of them debated that long years in public service make a candidate better suited for elective office. Ekemini Awesome Usen supported the motion. Kolade Stephen Afolabi opposed the motion. He's 14 years old and he is an SS1. Whew. The results are in, and we have a winner. Now, both of you did fantastically. I want you both to know that. Thank you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Ekemini Awesome Usen scored 28. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 28. For presentation style, Ekemini Awesome Usen and Kolade Stephen Afolabi tie at 17. In the rebuttal round, Ekemini Awesome Usen scored 11. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 17. For rebuttal style, Ekemini Awesome Usen scored 14. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 17. With a total of 79-70, the debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ semi-final is Kolade Stephen Afolabi. Congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
Good job. You just qualified for the semi-finals next week. Ekemini Awesome, you are phenomenal. Thank you for taking part. Ekemini told me that this is her first competition ever. You did so well for a first-time competitor. I hope I see you again. You performed so well in both your round of 16 victory and today. Remember that out of over 240 applicants, you were in the top 10%. That's not beans, my girl. So well done, and I hope I see you again. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you. Well done.
Keep checking your emails. We're going to send you your topic for next week, but you can leave the studio now.
Thank you.
Well done.